The emerald ash borer can't fly very far on its own, so DNR entomologist Bill McNee suspects it rode into Green Bay on a load of firewood or a newly planted tree. McNee says if enough ash borer larvae are living beneath the bark of a tree, they can kill it within 3 to 5 years. By the time the damage is visible from the outside, it may be too late. McNee was using a sample of bark from another affected tree to show the signs.
And if you look carefully, here's a D-shaped hole made by the emerging adults. The larvae turn into adults underneath the bark, and then the adults chew their way out of the bark.
Almost looks like a nail hole from the outside.
Yes.
The ash borer was found last year on the border of Ozaukee and Washington counties, and then in Vernon and Crawford counties. But McNee says it's too early to call the Brown County case an infestation.
Once we find trees, assuming we do, once we find trees around town that are infested and have larvae tunneling in them, then it's pretty safe to say we have an infestation.
Ash trees are popular in cities because they're inexpensive and grow quickly. Green Bay's assistant city forester, Brian Pilott, says there are thousands of them just on city property, not counting private.
We've been monitoring for the last 5 years. We have 3 interns that are out looking at ash trees. Any homeowners that call and request trees to be looked at, we stop out and we look at those trees. And we'll just continue our assessment, work with DATCAP and the DNR.
Homeowners who choose to cut down ash trees are asked not to take the wood outside the immediate area. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.